Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Today, we're going to get HDTV for free.
In just a minute, you'll know how to set up your own over-the-air antenna. Bop, bop, the best deal. Hey, IAS Actars here. I'm back, Leo Laporte.
Hey, stranger, how you doing?
We're going to show you how to do stuff. Thanks to Tom Merritt and Chad Johnson who have been filling in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm back, and I'm glad to be back because this, to me, is a project everybody might want to look at. If you live near a metro, a big city, the best deal in HDTV is free.
High quality, high def television. If you're paying attention to sports these days, you know the World Series is going on. It's airing on Fox for free over the air.
You can't watch it on your iPad. They're blocking the MLB at bat.
Can't do that. All the cord-cutting apps in the world don't necessarily take care of this. And that's why I think if you're going to cut the cord, eventually you have to just buckle down and get an over-the-air antenna because I love sports and love live things. And over-the-air antennas are really good for that.
I should also point out that it's better quality HD than you're going to get on a satellite or a cable because it's not as compressed.
Absolutely. So when you have those tons of channels going through those little pipes in the cable, right? You got those coax cables. They're cramming as much data as they can in that coax. So what happens is you get really compressed video. So if you're watching like a football game, you might notice that some of the blades of grass kind of look kind of blocky. That's because you're not getting a super high bit rate.
Very compressed.
But when you go over the air, you're talking about a much higher bit rate. It's closer to Blu-ray than it is, I don't know, some compressed video.
Your timing is very good. Now, I have to say, it's not going to work if you're in a rural area where you don't have any over-the-air signals, right? You need over-the-air. You have to be able to get over-the-air.
Well, the real question is, can you get over-the-air where you are?
Well, how could I find that out?
Well, there's some great sites. A lot of people love AntennaWeb.org.
They even have can't you just, like, enter in your zip code and it'll tell you what you can get?
I can show you right now. You just put in your zip code. You put in your street address. That's optional. Antenna height, if you want to put that in. And then you just submit this data.
Can we get anything here?
Well, right now,
apparently not. Apparently the site is down. You just broke it.
Of course, as I mentioned on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to ask a favor. Turn your Wi-Fi off. Okay, go ahead.
Well, that doesn't really make a difference.
That's
to me,
pretty funny.
I'll tell you why.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's the fact that all the people watching live went to
AntennaWeb.org is good, but it's not my favorite site anyway.
Oh, there's something better?
Oh, I love TV Fool. If you're a TV Fool, go to TVFool.com.
TV Fool?
Yeah, and I've got this set up ahead of time, so if somebody's going to the site right now, I already got it up there. So we go into the TV signal locator.
So I could do the same thing. I could say, okay.
TVFool.com.
Because I don't think we can get any channels. We're so far from San Francisco. We're an hour north of San Francisco.
Yeah, we're in Petaluma, north of
San
Francisco.
It's 35 miles.
So we go to our TV signal locator. We put in information.
Okay.
They ask for a title for the report. We're calling it Brick House.
Okay.
Here's our address if you want to visit us, 140 Keller Street.
Yep.
Petaluma, California, 94952. Find local channels. Now you can tell it about your antenna height. Usually you want to be higher. And so what they generate is this awesome report. So if you're seeing this right now.
That's where I'd want to aim my antenna to get those stations.
Yeah, so what you're seeing is the actual channels on a circular grid, right?
It looks like it gets channel 2. That's where the Giants game's going to be on.
Now, while that data in the circle may not be very helpful, if you keep scrolling down.
What's the color? Yeah, what is the color?
We've zoomed in a whole lot so you can see this on the video. Right now, you'll be able to see call sign, the real channel, the virtual channel you'll find, and the networks. Now, everything is color-coded. And it tells you what kind of antenna you really need to have. So if I scroll further down,
So green is the best. Oh, I see.
So on the bottom here it says green. Right?
So I could just use my rabbit ears if it's green.
Right. So like, let's say you live in the city. Like Sarah lives in the city. She's got the tiniest little antenna I've ever seen. And she's able to put it behind the television.
Careful.
And it's behind Monster's television, right? Yeah. But the thing is, she doesn't have to have line of sight or anything because she's
You've
so close.
You've been to Sarah's house? She's never invited me to her.
Well, it's too bad. But anyway, this antenna is so small, I think it's called the Leaf, that it doesn't matter when you're
in
that
area. But she's in the
city,
so she gets great reception.
And if you look behind Leo right now,
this is what we need.
This is the kind of thing we need because if we go back
And probably on the roof or at least in the attic, right?
Absolutely. So if we're looking at the at my screen again, we could see we have the different colors, green to like all the way down to gray. And again, as I keep scrolling down, you'll see that gray means these channels are very weak. You might need extreme measures.
Okay.
Some of the stuff is red and yellow. And red and yellow means that you can probably get away
it's more marginal.
With a very large antenna like we have behind you, Leo.
The thing to understand about digital signals, as opposed to the analog signals that you got a few years ago, is there's this cliff effect. With analog, it degrades. You remember the snow and the ghosts and the rolling? That's because the signal was getting weaker and weaker and weaker, but you could still get something. But with digital, it works, and it works well, or it doesn't work at all. There's a cliff. And unfortunately, there are people, and they call it the cliff area, who could get analog signals because it would tail off, but they aren't close enough to get good digital signals. And it's those people who really need something like this. How much was this?
This thing cost, when I bought it, about $100. It's available
at
Amazon.com. This is technically the Channel Master CM4228 8-bay HD UHF.
I got to get out of here, Warden. Warden, I got a call to make.
We'll have links to everything on
twitch.tv/KH. So you've been actually using this?
Yeah, that was my antenna. I used to keep that in the attic because I don't really like going to the roof.
When you moved, did you take this with you?
I ordered it special for here.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Actually. And
this
by
is
the
not
way,
a Manhattan antenna.
No.
You don't need this in Manhattan.
In Manhattan, I had a super cheap Radio Shack rabbit ear antenna set.
Yeah.
And it
because,
worked great.
And that's important. It's UHF, not VHF. These new digital channels are all on that UHF spectrum.
Right. So if you have one of those really old antennas, like my first antenna was a free one off of Craigslist. And it was gigantic, 7 foot, had a bunch of VHF points, but it had on the back end UHF.
Right.
And it was large enough to get signals about 40 miles away. I used to live in upstate New York. The guy says to me, he's like, what are you going to do with that? I go, I'm going to watch TV with it.
Because I'm in upstate New York. I need it.
He's like, how can you watch TV? It does
so
it still.
That's the antenna. Everybody's seen these antennas on the roofs, you know, of the old in the old days. The front part is the VHF stuff. The back part is the UHF. You don't need VHF anymore because very few broadcasters, there are very few exceptions, are on VHF. They've all been moved to these UHF frequencies. So you don't need a special HD antenna. You need a special UHF. Because it's the frequency we care about, not the signal.
Frequency and directionality. That's the weird
directionality.
Thing. This whole thing is very important. Okay. And that's why TV Fool is so great. So
they'll tell you what to get for your neighborhood?
They'll tell you exactly where you have to point your antenna and what kind of antenna you need to get.
Oh, that's great.
And again, if you're wondering what are the links and what antenna you guys have there, again, twit.tv/KH. It'll all be there in the show notes, I promise. I write them myself.
So am I going to have to put this on a rotor and aim it to get the best result? Or how directional is this one? This one doesn't look directional.
This one's pretty directional.
Is it? Okay.
For our case or our scenario here in Petaluma, a lot of the channels are clustered in one particular area.
They're all south of us, probably.
Right. So you can get away with having, you might get 9 out of 10 channels this way. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to show you how to actually make this work. But
you going to actually get TV from this thing? Standing right here?
I have gotten TV to work from there.
From here? Like inside?
Well, actually over here.
You're kidding me.
But
it should work better. It's close to the window, right?
Well, it's not pointed towards the window. So that's the other thing. Because the PBS channel that's local is that way.
So you've aimed it at that.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes through walls. It goes through... I mean, I did notice that the higher is better, right?
Higher is always better. Like you were saying with digital. Either you get the signal or you don't. And the thing with this digital conversion is that signals don't travel as far as they used to, which means you have to have maybe a more powerful antenna. So let's go back to the antenna and discuss the whole thing about directionality, all right?
I can see why you like TV Fool. This is really good.
So much data there.
Yeah,
this is super important. So if you take a look, you can see PBS on top there. It says 24 degrees. And this is actually telling you about... You're going to need a compass here, okay? So I have a compass app on my iPad. And you can see that a lot of these things, as they start scrolling, you might notice that everything is at 163 degrees. 163 degrees.
That's all in Mount Sutro Tower, which is the big TV tower south of us.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, like, all you need to do is take that antenna and point it towards 163 degrees. We have some apps. Now, I suggest really having a compass because these things are kind of susceptible to interference. and a good old compass isn't.
That's the good news, though, is that most regions, most of the television stations share antennas. For instance, if you're in Chicago, you just pointed at the John, was it the Sears Tower or the John Hancock building? And everybody's towers are up there, so you won't have to rotate too much to get a bunch of different stations.
And I'll actually have a link to another antenna that has multiple parts. So if you could see
that's
this.
That's a nice compass.
This compass is for iPad. It's available for free. And you can see, like, it's north zero right now. So I'm going to keep turning it.
Is it pretty accurate?
It's doing a pretty good job. I mean, the thing is, you're going to have to tinker with this for a while to make it work.
There used to be a Compass app on the iPad, but this is a better one, you think?
The Compass app exists on the iPhone.
Oh, it's iPhone only.
I'll have a link to also the Android app equivalent if you want that. But, again, a compass is way better than using one of these things because, again...
Like a real compass.
An actual, honest-to-goodness compass. But one of the reasons I like this app, by the way, it does
that's
have
pretty cool.
options. Let me turn that on.
Yeah.
Options for magnetic north.
That's cool.
And true north. Because that's the numbers you get.
What do we care about, magnetic or true?
Well, I like to use true just because it's the first one in the column. I mean, the left on the right side is the magnetic one.
They give you both.
Yeah, wow, on TV Fool. So you have all that stuff right there. All right. Actually, I need my iPad because it has information for me.
And it is possible to rotate, to get a rotator, if this is on the roof, that will rotate this.
Yeah, you could do that.
I remember in the old days, you know, you'd have the dial down here and you'd say, I'm going to go watch Channel 2. And they go, like that. Just
now,
like that.
Now, one of the things about antennas is you're obviously going to hook it up with coax cable, right?
Yeah.
What you should know about coax cable is that you lose signal as the cable gets longer and longer and longer. Now, a while ago, we showed you how to set up a DVR. We talked about the HD home run. And this is why I always use this over something like a USB tuner, because I don't need to have a long coax cable for this. So the signal loss is even less. Again, we're 40 miles away.
We should mention that what this device does is it puts the signal on your Wi-Fi, and then you can, right? And then you can use a receiver.
It puts it in your home network.
Rather, it puts it on the LAN. Okay.
Right. So what you have is you have a couple of tuners on this box. It has an Ethernet port in the back.
And then any computer on the network can use this as its tuner.
As far as the computer sees, this device is simply it. Onboard tuner.
So you'd want to locate this as close to the antenna as you could, but it would need to be wired via Ethernet,
right.
So you'll need an Ethernet.
Now, right now, we have this ridiculously long
cable.
That's
too long.
See this? Yeah. This is a bad idea. Don't do this, because this is going to have a bunch of signal loss. So if you have, like, oh, I just happen to have this 15-foot cable, don't coil it up.
Get
You're not doing yourself
one you can.
Any favors.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor.
Make your own.
Go get a kit.
This is worthy of Ham Nation.
These are so cheap. And they work great. Like, I have this little satellite kit from Home Depot, right? Like, this works fine. Wow. It's got three parts. Instructions on the back that you never lose. Always buy extra connectors, because you will screw up.
Okay.
But
so it's not so hard to make a coax cable.
It's so
and
easy.
And make it the shortest length necessary.
Absolutely. Make short, short cables, because then you don't have signal loss. Because you need to have a good quality signal to the tuner.
Right.
And, again, with the AC Home Run, it's a really sensitive tuner. So this is one of the reasons I picked that over others. Because I tried to use it with my TiVo. TiVo couldn't find any channels.
Interesting.
My AT Home Run could.
Interesting.
So it was little changes, probably all in the software, because the tuners are all off-the-shelf parts. All right, so let's actually, shall we actually watch some TV?
I can't believe you can do this. I've never been able to get over-the-air TV up here.
Well,
Channel 50 is the only, well, we're going to watch Channel 50.
Well, we're going to watch, was it Channel 23?
23?
PBS
okay.
is. Now, if we can go to my screen.
I don't do double-digit channels.
You don't? Okay, so right now...
The World Series is never on a double-digit channel. You ever notice that? It's always on single-digit channel. Same with the Oscars. I don't know what that is.
Okay, so right now you're looking at the HD Home Run config site, right? So you have
wow.
this site. This is a piece of software that comes with the HD Home Run. Now, Channel 23 is the closest channel that is nearby here. And we're in the Twitch studio, right?
You're using RG6, by the way. Somebody's asking... What cable connectors? Do you prefer RG6?
I picked RG6 because it's the one I know.
Okay.
It's one of those, like, I've been doing this for a couple of years, so I just...
Then that works well.
I just keep picking
okay.
it up.
That's the cable adapter.
Now, we're in the Twitch Studios. This is a really bad idea to set this up inside. If we could go, like, behind Leo, there's a ton of stuff on this side. There's all kinds of Wi-Fi in here. Tons of interference.
I'm using wireless microphones.
Me too. Worst. This is the worst.
Couldn't get worse.
This is the worst thing you could
do. Remember, I set up this big antenna, this ham station, and we never were able to use it because it's so noisy in here.
Right.
So this couldn't possibly work.
It can, though.
Let's see.
Okay, so what we're going to do is...
Smart
why
guy.
Don't you start messing with the actual antenna?
So I can aim
start
it?
Moving it around. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead. Start moving around. We might see...
So this is where I get up on the roof... And you go, Leo, turn it to the left. Okay, so I need to see a TV signal.
Pretty much. So if we can show the actual signal strengths, it's going to be changing on my screen.
Is this going to shock me?
It shouldn't. You're not, unless the lightning strikes you from through the building.
Okay, but it's pretty good. It's 80%. It's going up, and I'm going the other way.
Yeah, so you're messing around with that. We're just playing around.
90. Look at that. Look at that.
Now, what we're looking at, there's actually a lot of data here, right? So we have signal strength.
It's because it's bouncing off of stuff, right?
Probably.
There's multipath in UHF.
We got signal strength, signal quality.
Whoa,
that's really
it's
good.
Green. Oh, don't move. Okay, wait a minute. What if I lift my leg?
I did
is
not
it better?
Expect that to work at all.
Look at that. Oh. What happened?
Hang on. I'm actually going to view the channel.
Now
and
I
see
can't
it.
Move.
Don't move, Leo, because you have PBS running right now. I can't believe he got that to work. I had this. Okay, that's impressive. So what you need to do is get your
it's
own Leo
you know,
LaPorte.
I have a lot of metal plates in my body.
Well, see, what so as you saw right there, all you got to do is kind of tinker with the placement of the antenna.
Yeah, but
you can let go of it and see what happens. Because you're, I mean, obviously.
No!
You're not these
okay, 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 I'm like let go. To... Okay, watch. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to move away slowly.
Leo's moving away slowly. Don't
trip
on the cable.
It's still coming in. It's still, that's so that signal thing is great because it tells you exactly, I mean, and when it goes green, see, it's all green.
Oh. Yeah, so if we go, so this is good. So like you're in front of it, right? So we have signal strength, 99%. Signal quality is more important than strength, okay? I can have an amplifier and I can just amplify noise. That's no good.
You can even see the bandwidth, so, 6 megabits. For
yeah,
instance.
So you get signal
amazing?
Quality, 71%.
Should I aim it some more?
I think you do. That's just fine right now. The network rate, as you mentioned, was over 7 megabits per second.
That's amazing.
That's super uncompressed. Really good stuff. We probably don't want to keep PBS up too long. Don't want to get the show taken down.
That's all right. Dora the Explorer is not into copyright.
She's not under copyright? No. Of course not.
I think I broke this, though. I mean, is this... Whoa. I could just hold it. That's okay.
So what you're going to do with your antenna, you're probably going to mount it with a mast or something. You're probably not going to just keep tinkering with that because that's...
What's it like now, Iaz?
Let's see. You're at... Hey, that was pretty good. You were
right
just going to tilt right there.
No, that's 95%. Bad. No,
that's good.
Bad.
Stop.
No, lost it.
Okay. So you got lots of different ways to do that. Obviously...
This is not one of them.
That's not... Yeah, you don't don't hire a person to stand there and do that.
But it's effective.
But that's another reason why, like, sometimes when you're going to go on the roof or you're going to be in the attic and doing this, bring yourself a little USB tuner so you can just run everything locally and make sure that you can see all your signals. It just seems a lot easier to me than to require...
So it's not instantly responsive, so you have to kind of turn and then...
You have to have a moment of faith to stand there for a little extra second.
Whoop.
And obviously, because it's a digital, and again, this is Twitch Studio, lots of interference... So this is one way that you could get it to work. So we pointed it. It works. We actually have PBS working in the brick house. Shockingly, all it required was Leo to dance.
Now, that station is not a San Francisco station.
No,
that's a fairly nearby
station.
That's
local.
Can we get any San Francisco stations?
I seriously doubt it. But, you know, if you want to try it, let's do it.
Can I go up on the roof? Did you go up on the roof?
I did not have the opportunity to go to the roof.
You could at least maybe go out the door.
I'll go out the door.
Yeah, we have enough cable. Go for it.
Do we have enough cable?
Can we get somebody behind him to get this cable so we don't have everything ripped off the desk?
The only issue is me getting back in because the door's going to lock behind me. So, Liz, if you just hold the door, that's the most important thing. So how's it working so far? Is it better?
I need to see 163 degrees, which is which direction?
Oh, there's the fire department. I guess this isn't a violation of fire laws. How's that?
1 second, Leo. I am looking. Your signal is not very good.
163, huh?
You need to get 163, yeah. Can we get it?
Yeah, 163? Good. Okay, maybe if I go on the street, because the building might be in the way.
All right, hang on. Let me actually look for it. Somebody get him a compass out there?
Where's the compass?
I'm going to get the compass app right now.
Okay, just tell me which way to face, Iaz.
You got it. 163 is... Where is this? Watch me spin, folks. 163.
I'll face that way. Which? Close to that?
Point that way.
That way. Okay, I'm facing 163. Okay, what do we got?
We're not getting a heck of a lot better because this is a...
If I go up on the roof, it might be better.
Yeah, so...
Why does it say danger on here?
Because if you were going to put that on the roof, you might have... it might attract lightning, so you have to ground that properly.
It's a pretty clear day. I think I'm safe.
Yeah, so...
No, we're just trying to get the World Series. It's okay. No, we're trying to get... Because Channel 2, we don't... Yeah.
It's actually Channel 7 over here. Oh, Channel 7 is what we're trying to get in right now.
Oh, okay.
But right now, obviously, this is not the best way to do it. You don't send a man out in the street. But it does work.
Go Giants!
So while that's going on, you know, we love getting your emails. And you guys send us lots of emails. And you have show ideas, and we love hearing them. A lot of folks want us to do something with the Hackintosh, which we're doing next week.
Are you going to do that next week?
Next week we're doing the Hackintosh.
Why don't you wait till I'm gone so the lawsuits won't really affect me? I want to get invited to an Apple event someday.
You could take the day off.
No, are you kidding? I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Okay, so next week we'll do a Hackintosh. But we have... This is great, by the way. We got an email from Nikki. She said, I just watched the video regarding making calls without a cell phone. I did this last week with Tom. I wanted to make a suggestion regarding devices. It's cool to do this with the Nexus 7, etc. But I bought a used Android phone on eBay and set up Google Voice. I don't have carrier service, just used Wi-Fi and the Groove IP app. Works great.
Oh, that's neat.
So if you wanted to just use, you know, your old phone as a handset, Wi-Fi on Skype, it all works, by the way. So if you want to dump your cell phone, you always can do that. Love your ideas. Give us an email at knowhow@twit.tv or send us a voicemail at 408-800-KNOW. Leo, how was that workout?
I'm really blown away. That's really, and that was just, what, 100-some bucks?
That was $100.
And that's not bad
I've
at
heard
all.
You can get it for cheaper. John was telling me that he went to like a ham antenna instead. It's about the same thing and costs $40.
It's exactly the same, because really all antennas do the same thing, but you have to tune them to the proper frequency and then decide if you want directional or omnidirectional. And of course, for us, the farther away you are, the more directional you want to be.
Right. Yeah. That's, there you go. Now you know how to
all of that's on
together.
TV Fool. That's really
TVFool.com sets up everything for us. Best amount of data right there.
Well, this has been fun, Iaz.
I agree.
Everything you need to know to get over-the-air TV. It is worth it. It's the best deal in high-def television. And it's important if you want to be a cord cutter. This gives you the locals. You're done. You can watch everything on the Internet.
All the finals, NBA finals, MLB, World Series, NHL finals, everything that is super important. And you know these networks are paying a lot of money to get this. You get it for free in HD, higher bit rate, and you don't have to have a monthly fee or anything. So it's really, really awesome. I love it.
We not only did we kill Antenna, but we killed the TV Fool, too.
The TV Fool's down right now, but TV Fool will be back up eventually.
As soon as we get off the air. Thank you, everybody. We do know how 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's still 2200 UTC, although it's going to be 2300 UTC as soon as we get to summertime. I mean, we end summertime, because we're going to fall back.
It's coming up
November.
That
adds an hour. Yeah, that's coming up November 4th. Wow, thank you so much.
Well, now that you know how,
go out and do it! See you later next time.